Now let's find out what happens when Chester A. Reilly decides to sign up for acting lessons.
The Life of Reilly, starring William Bendix as Reilly.
To those who are interested in facts and figures, statistics show that 9 out of 10 married men lie to their wives. The 10th man is a widower. And so tonight, let's not be dismayed to discover that Chester A. Reilly has lived up to statistical expectations.
Hi, Mom. Is Pop home yet?
No, dear. He's working overtime tonight.
That's what he says.
What do you mean?
I just saw him on television.
What?
Yeah, I was watching the wrestling match in the television store in Crenshaw. And all of a sudden, there's Pop in the audience.
But that's impossible. He said he's working tonight at the plant.
But I saw him, just as clear as anything.
Why, you must have been mistaken. Hello? Oh, no, he didn't come home yet, Mr. Gillis. No, he's working late tonight. What? You did? You sure it was Reilly you saw? Oh, now, it couldn't have been. He told me he had to work, and he wouldn't lie to me. Goodbye. Wait till I get my hands on that man.
I told you it was Pop.
Hi. Guess who I just saw on television?
You saw him, too?
Oh, you know?
Yeah, I saw him, too.
Well, I thought Daddy was working tonight.
Yeah, we live and learn.
Well, why should he tell a fib?
Oh, shh. I think I hear him. Now, listen, children. Don't you kids say anything.
Oh. Hi, kids. Everybody still up?
Hello, dear.
Oh, gee, I'm bushed. I had an awful tough night at the plant. Peg, honey, would you get up and let me lie down on the couch a minute? I'm really beat.
Why, certainly, sweetheart.
Oh, this feels good.
Oh. You poor dear.
I may have to work again next Friday. Maybe every Friday.
I hate to see you working so hard, darling.
Oh, I don't mind doing it for my family. We'll need the extra money if we're going to take that vacation trip in Yosemite this summer.
Mm. You really had a hard night, dearest?
Oh, yeah. It was murder.
Who won?
Gorgeous George. Boy, you should have seen how... You want the couch, Peg?
Chester Reilly.
Now, wait a minute, Peg. Before you start accusing an innocent man of lying, just tell me one thing. How did you find out?
Chester Reilly? Answer me.
No, I didn't mean to lie, Peg. Honest. I went to the plant, and the job wasn't ready, and this guy had a couple of
passes.
Well,
why didn't you phone and let me know?
Well, I was going to phone, only I was afraid you wouldn't let me go.
Why shouldn't I? You're over 21. You're entitled to go to a wrestling match. Why should I object?
Well, gee, I had you all wrong, Dumplin'. Can I go next Friday?
No.
Why not? I'll still be over 21. Why can't I go?
Because of what you did tonight.
How did you find out anyway?
I saw you on television.
Me too.
Television. I always said no good would come of that invention.
You look great, Pop.
When I did?
Yeah, I saw you real close.
Huh? What was I doing?
You were talking to that blonde next to you.
Shut up.
From the Golden Age of Radio Theater, you're listening to The Life of Reilly, starring William Bendix. This radio show is responsible for putting a couple of phrases into popular usage. For example, the title of the program, The Life of Reilly, came to mean living the life of ease and luxury, which Reilly was always seeking to do. Also, the phrase, what a revoltin' development this is, was popular in the 40s and 50s, and Digger Odell's, you're looking fine, Reilly, very natural, got a lot of giggles back in the 40s and 50s. Now, back to the life of Reilly.
I got the surprise of my life when I saw you, Daddy.
Yeah, where were you?
Over at Margie's house. You look wonderful.
I did, huh?
All the girls said you look positively handsome.
Did they? Yeah, you hear that, Peg?
Oh, don't get excited. After those ugly wrestlers, anybody'd look good.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you... Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Morris. Yeah, that was me. You really think so? Oh, go on. You're just saying that. Well, of course, I didn't have any makeup on. But...
Yeah, well, maybe I will. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. It was Mrs. Morris. She said I should go on television. As an actor, she means.
Oh, she was kidding you.
What do you mean? She said I looked very natural.
Of course you looked natural. You didn't know the camera was on you and you weren't doing anything.
I was so. I was flirting with that blonde, wasn't I? I mean, I was talking to her. Hey, listen to this in the paper. Actors wanted for television at once. Now casting major production. You two can be a star. No experience necessary. Apply for interview and audition at Stardust Television Productions. Well, what do you think of that?
Well, what about it?
It might be a good idea for somebody to look into.
Who?
Me. Who else?
Oh, oh Daddy. Are you
an actor, Pop?
Well, what's the big joke? I always felt that I had talent for acting. Well, what about all those people that phoned yesterday? We must have gotten 10 calls.
Oh.
Everybody said I looked very natural.
But they were ribbing you. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, I don't see what's so ridiculous. After all, where are the television stars of the future going to come from? Unknowns like me?
At your age. Well,
so what? Who knows? Maybe I'll turn out to be the Ezio Pincher of television. Come enchanted evening.
Oh. Well, look, Riley. You put all this acting nonsense out of your head, or I'm...
Okay. No harm in talking about it. Hey, I'm late. Goodbye.
Wait a minute.
What?
Here.
Well, what's that?
$50. The vacation money.
Boy, we got as much as that?
Mm-hmm. And if we keep on saving the way we have, there'll be more than enough by summer. Now here, Riley. On your lunch hour, make a deposit in the bank.
Well, why don't you just leave it in the bowl in the cupboard?
It's too much money to leave lying around the house. It isn't safe.
Oh, who's going to break into our house?
I'm not worried about somebody breaking in. I'm thinking about an inside job.
Well, don't be silly, Peg. Junior wouldn't... Oh, well, that's a fine attitude.
Stardust Productions. Oh, it's you, Bill. Yeah? Yeah? You sure? Okay, thanks for the tip.
What's up, Gilbert?
The DA's office is on to us.
I'd figure it to happen sooner or later.
Those stories in the Daily News finished us. We better blow town.
Too bad we can't milk a few more suckers.
Too risky. We better leave tonight. Start packing.
Now, what do we do with all those screen tests we made of the jerks?
Leave them here. What good are they? Come on, let's get moving.
Good morning. Is this the Stardust Productions?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Well, I read your ad about actors.
Sorry, no more casting.
Oh, I thought maybe... no more parts.
No, sorry, you had to come down all the way down. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay. I was passing by anyway on my way to the bank to make a deposit. Goodbye.
Hold it, mister.
Huh?
Say that again.
Goodbye.
No. What you said before that?
Huh? Oh, I said I was just passing by on my way to the bank to make a deposit.
Remarkable. Joseph, have you ever heard a voice with such resonance? Such timbre?
Never. Come over here to the light, Mr.
Riley.
Turn around.
Huh?
Remarkable. Gilbert, have you ever seen such a face before?
Never. And I never expect to again. It's one in a million, the perfect TV face.
Well, everybody's been telling me that I look very natural.
Only you come to us a few days ago, sir, before all the parts were cast.
Yeah, well, maybe in your next production...
Wait a minute. By George, we'll write a part in for you.
You will? Honest? Well, gee, I can't believe it. When do I start?
Tomorrow morning. Of course, it depends on whether we okay your test.
Test?
Yes, and to give us an idea how you look on the screen. All the big TV stars have to take a test.
Oh, well, sure, I understand. I ain't worried. I'll pass. When do I take it?
Right now, if you can pay the test fee.
Oh, there's a fee.
Oh, well, naturally. Expenses involved, cameraman, makeup, lighting, processing, film, you understand.
Oh, sure. How much will it be?
Around 100.
100?
Of course, if you're not interested.
Oh, no, I am. But all I got is 50 bucks.
50, eh? Riley, to help give the world your face, we'll cut it in half. $50 will be quite all right.
Oh, gee. Thanks. Only I ain't handing over any dough until I get a contract. I wasn't born yesterday.
Joseph, get a contract.
Here.
There you are. Sign right here.
Well, I see that I'm dealing with businessmen. Here's the 50. Where do I sign?
Right here.
Fine. All right, Joe, get the camera set up for Riley's test.
Right.
Now, Mr. Riley, here's the scene I want you to study for the test. And as soon as Joe's got the camera set up, we'll be ready to shoot.
Oh, thanks.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, I won't. This part here, this is only words, dialogue. What about the actions? Are you going to show me the movements?
Oh, you mean the business?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Before we're through with you, we'll give you the business.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can hardly wait. Peg! Peg!
Oh, hello, Riley.
Peg, my darling, kiss me.
Oh, Riley!
Put your arms around me and hold me tight.
Riley.
I adore you.
Oh, well, you haven't kissed me like that in years.
Well, I didn't mean it. I was just acting.
What?
Oh, boy, have I got news for you. Babs, Junior, come in here. Boy, have I got news.
You got a raise.
A raise? That's chicken feed. We're going to be rich and famous.
What's up, Pop?
What's all the excitement?
You are now looking at one of the future stars of television.
You, Pop? You, Daddy? What are you talking about?
I mean it. In a couple of months, I'll be right up there with all the great stars. Hopalong Cassidy, Cyclone Malone, Time for Bernie.
Riley, what's this all about?
I just signed up to star in a television production, The Stardust Review.
You what?
You're kidding, Pop.
You're going to act?
Oh, you don't believe me, huh? Well, laugh this off. My contract, there you are.
You've got a contract?
Well, certainly. I insisted. I wanted to be sure that this is no racket. I start at $200 a week.
$200? Oh, impossible. Are you sure it isn't a swindle of some kind?
How can it be a swindle? I got a contract, ain't I? I'm protected by law. Ain't it wonderful?
Oh, there's something wrong somewhere.
Well, that's a fine attitude. Here I get the big break of my life. And instead of encouraging me like any other wife would, you knock me. No wonder there's so many divorces in Hollywood. Mental cruelty, that's what it is. Go on, why don't you tell Luella Parsons about me?
I didn't mean to knock, dear, but it's such a shock. I find it hard to believe.
Well, you better get used to the idea that your husband's going to be a big star on television. Dumplin', will you stop worrying? In a few months, you'll tune in on our television, and what'll you see? Cuckoo, Fran, and Riley. Hurry up, Peg. I don't want to be late. Can't afford to hold up production.
Oh, where is this place?
It's right in here. Come on, hurry up.
Are you sure they'll let us on the set?
Of course. After all, I'm the star.
Well, look at all these people.
Yeah, probably my extras. Come on. Excuse me. One side, please. Step aside.
Who are you shoving, Mac? Who do you think you are?
My good man, I happen to be the star of this here production. Step aside.
You're the star? Are you kidding? I'm the star.
Oh, no, you're quite wrong.
You see? Tell him, lady.
I'm the star. I'm the star, too. I'm gonna sing. Me old train! Ha, ha! Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, over hill, over
plain. Quiet! I'm the star. I've got a contract here. Well, I'm the star here. Shut up!
Your attention, please. Quiet, please. Quiet. Folks, I'm from the district attorney's office. The men who ran this business have skipped town. They're fakes, and there's a warrant out for their arrest. Now, we may need you as witnesses, so please leave your name and address with my assistant before you leave.
Peg, where are you?
I'm right here, dear.
Take me home.
Grandma, ain't I gonna be on television?
No, darling. We are going home.
I want to be a television star!
So do I!
From the Golden Age of Radio Theater, you're listening to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix.
Now, back to The Life of Riley.
Oh, come on, Riley. Snap out of it.
I don't understand. I just don't understand. They look so honest. They gave me a test and all.
Now, look, be sensible. After all, it isn't the end of the world.
Oh, it could have been worse, Daddy.
Not the way I feel now.
You're lucky you found out in time before it cost you any money.
Peg.
Riley.
Well,
you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't give him money.
Yeah.
You couldn't have been that foolish.
Well, you don't know me like I do.
How much? How much did you give him?
Only $50?
$50? $50?
Yeah. Oh, gee, Pop.
Where did you get $50? Where did you get it?
Peg, what do you say this summer we go to Ocean Park, huh?
Vacation money?
Oh, no, Daddy, you couldn't have.
Well, not the Yosemite money.
You took every cent we saved for the last 6 months. The children chipped in nickels and dimes out of their allowance. You took that money and gave it to a couple of crooks when you knew that for years we've been dreaming about going to Yosemite.
I know, but what's so wonderful about Yosemite? I mean, take away the mountains and the trees, stick in an ocean and some smog, and you got Ocean Park.
I'll never forgive you for this, Riley. Never.
No, Peg.
Don't speak to me.
No, Peg, wait a minute. Bebsy, darling, you... Bebs... Junior, my boy, you understand. Oh, what's the use? What's the use of going on? I ought to shoot myself. Who's there?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
All I need now is a gun.
Something wrong, Riley?
Oh, Digger, I'm in an awful mess. I got taken in on a television racket.
You should have consulted me. I know all about TV. I sponsor a television show.
You do?
Oh, yes. You've heard of Life Can Be Beautiful?
Yes.
My show is called A Date with Digger. The story of a struggling young undertaker who began at the top and worked his way down.
Well, I got to take a look at your TV show. Is it one of them kinescopes?
Oh, no, 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 Phil. If you'll excuse the expression, we do it live.
Digger, do you think television is here to stay?
Oh, yes. But not the shows that are on it.
I was sucker enough to think I could be an actor.
Why not? It's all a matter of coaching you to be natural. Most amateurs are too stiff. But I can take anyone, no matter how stiff he is, and make him unbend.
Well, I got took in by a couple of crooked producers. They swindled me out of $50.
Oh, why didn't you come to me? I know all about these talent records.
Well, it's too late now. I always come to you when it's too late to do anything about it.
Most people do.
Peg will never forgive me. It was our vacation, though. Hello?
Mr. Chester Riley?
Speaking.
My name is Conrad. I'm with Acme Television Productions. We understand you made a TV test for Stardust Productions, and we're interested...
Well, I ain't. I had enough of television. I ain't gonna be gypped again. I've been taken for my last ride.
Don't be too sure of that.
Understand. We want to buy that test.
No. Huh? You saw it?
Oh, yes. We got it from the district attorney's office. It's just what we need for our program.
You mean that you want to use it on television?
Yes, and we'll pay you $100.
$100?
Yes, you see, the type of program we
Well, I don't care what kind of program, as long as it's on the level.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll send a messenger over immediately with a contract and a check.
Look, you better make it cash. It's no deal unless you send cash.
Well, all right, Mr. Riley.
Yeah, well, that's... Hey, wait, when's the show?
Tonight at 9, Channel 4.
Oh, swell. Thanks. Thanks for everything. Digger, congratulate me. I just got a new lease on life.
And you want me to congratulate you?
Wait till I tell you what happened. You see...
About.
Oh, Peg, the most wonderful thing. I'm going to be on television after all.
Oh, Riley, now I'm warning you.
Wait a minute, will you? Let me tell you, this time it's on the level. They're using my test. They're going to pay me $100. The messenger's on his way. You'll see me on television tonight.
I don't believe it.
Well, ask Digger. He heard, ain't it true, Digger?
So I gather.
Peg, call everybody up, all our friends. Tell them to come over tonight and watch me. Everybody we know.
Riley.
We
haven't got a set.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we'll get one on approval just for tonight, and then we can send it back.
Eh? Can you do that?
Oh, sure. They send it over to your house, you keep it for 10 days, and you send it back.
Very interesting plan, but it would never work in my business.
Hey, get on the phone and start calling. Tell everybody that tonight a star is born.
Believe it. I just don't believe it.
What do you mean, Gillis? You don't believe it. Here's the dough I got. Look, 100 smackers.
Maybe I'm crazy. I guess on television anything goes.
Yes, that's so. Where do you see me at?
Daddy, it's 9 o'clock.
Well, hurry up. Tune in to set. Channel 4. We don't want to miss the beginning. Quiet, everybody.
Quiet.
Shh. Quiet. Friends, I just want to say that I appreciate you all coming over here tonight to be with me and congratulate me on my success. This means a whole new future. And I just want to say that no matter how high up the ladder I may climb, I'll never forget the less fortunate ones I left below me. And that goes for my wife and kids. I mean, I won't be...
speech making already. Let's watch the television.
Daddy, I think I've got it.
Yeah, well, quiet, everybody. Oh, gee, I'm nervous.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we bring you our regular weekly feature, There's One Born Every Minute.
What kind of a program is that? What's that mean, there's one born every minute?
Well, it must mean that a star is born.
Sure, that's it, a star is born. You're stupid, Gillis.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a program of special interest to residents of Los Angeles. We are going to show you a screen test that was made the other day. A scene from Romeo and Juliet. And the part of Romeo was performed by an unknown actor, Chester A. Reilly.
That's me. Did you hear that? Chester Reilly? Yes.
We present this scene without any further comment for the moment.
There I am. You see me? That's me.
You see me? Holy smoke, you're wearing your long underwear.
Those are tights. You see, I'm going over to the balcony now.
Yeah, we got eyes.
Juliet's inside. Here's where I talk. Quiet. Shh. No talking.
I hope you ain't going to climb no balcony in them tights.
What soft, what light through yonder window breaks. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou, her maid, are far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off, it is my lady. Oh, it is my love.
Don't let this happen to you. This is the first time the man you just saw, Chester Reilly, has ever acted in his life. And having seen him, I'm sure you'll agree it should also be the last.
No.
Chester Reilly was victimized by unscrupulous talent racketeers who led him to believe he was destined for stardom and then proceeded to swindle him out of $50.
Turn it off.
Citizens of this city, beware of these dishonest talent
stars
who prey on the gullible aspirants for movie and television fame.
I'll smash it.
Don't be a Chester Reilly. There's one born every minute.
Shall I get you another compress, Reilly?
No, it'll be all right. Oh, my head. Where is everybody?
They went home, dear.
I guess they were all laughing at me.
Oh, what do you care?
Peg, why do you put up with me? I'm no good. I don't make a good living. I lie to you. I'm always making trouble for you, embarrassing you. Why do you stick? What is there about me that made you put up with me all these years?
Can't you guess?
Well, yeah, I know, but looks ain't everything.
Well, so Chester A. Reilly didn't become a big-time TV star after all. Those are the breaks. But the fact of the matter is, the life of Reilly did translate to television. The first Reilly on TV, as I've mentioned before, was Jackie Gleason, and William Bendix played the role. This is Rick Drive speaking, thanking you for being with us and inviting you to join us again as we turn back the clock to relive the golden moments of radio's yesteryear and present the greatest radio shows of all time here on the Golden Age of Radio Theater.